Outside the walls of the Naval Academy, there was extra security, and there were a few handfuls of protesters today. But by and large, the city of Annapolis took the Middle East Peace Conference in stride, as NPR's Art Silverman reports.
In some ways, it was just a normal day in this town.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Normal is relative. Here at Chick and Roots Deli on Main Street, normal means all patrons are asked to rise from their bagels and eggs to pledge allegiance to the flag every day. On this morning, the pledge is recited earlier than usual in honor of some special guests who just walked in, some three dozen uniformed Secret Service officers. Ted Levitt's been running the deli for more than 40 years. He says he's unfazed by the commotion. He's seen the famous come and go. Some are even enshrined in the name of a sandwich here.
Except for the president, vice president, and Golda Meir, every other sandwich, and there's about 60 of them, have to be regular customers that come in before we name a sandwich after them.
So Levitt says there'll be no sandwiches named for any of the folks chattering about the Mideast roadmap down the street. He doesn't expect to see any of them, and he offers a word of advice.
Just do what has to happen to make it happen. If you had two 12-year-old kids, they probably could figure it out.
Around the corner, Gary Ameth pours cups of caffeine-laden brew at the Hard Bean Coffee and Bookseller. Ameth says that having the peace talks nearby isn't a bother for him or his customers. Well, parking's bad, he says. But it's always bad. The town was designed in 1699 without the passenger car, let alone the SUV in mind. He says he's pleased to have his town on the international stage, if even for a day.
I'm just glad that perhaps there is a process that's started, and if you get people to commit to it, maybe they'll stick with it this time.
They solved all their major issues there. Maybe they could somehow solve your parking issue down here.
Not a chance.
I had a tough time finding any Annapolis resident openly hostile to the peace talks. But jogging down Main Street come Gil Cochran in red, white, and blue shorts and John Curley in a baseball cap with a serious gripe. They usually take their six-mile run through the yard at the Navy Academy.
So we were not allowed to run our normal route. For 30 years we've been going in the Academy and they stopped us today. That is a travesty of justice.
I feel we've given up at least as much as Bush has.
Today around Annapolis, signs for peace hang in store windows. Maybe it's just the Christmas season, but maybe it's something more. After all, one hotel switched from placing little chocolates on guest pillows to dove-shaped sugar cookies there. The consensus is today's talks are a chance for the city to be linked to something really great. But at the local visitor center, a state senator seems a bit dubious that any good can come out of the conference. John Astell takes the long view.
They've been wrestling with this for thousands of years. Yep. In one day in Annapolis, I mean, unless a miracle occurs, I think it's going to be cocktails and then everybody's leaving.
By the end of the day, the only sure miracle that came was from the weather. A bright 60-degree day in November. For many here, that's enough. Art Silverman, NPR News, Annapolis, Maryland.